Acknowledgements. Once again, I owe a huge debt to many people in Britain, America, Germany, and France for their help with this book. Lucien Clinch performed miracles of research despite the constraints of lockdown. Regina Teeder, curator and archivist of Colditz, was most welcoming on my extended visits to the castle and exceptionally helpful. Robert Hans read the original typescript, as he has done for 8 of my earlier books, and saved me from countless toe-curling errors. I am particularly grateful to Joan Mazumdar for sharing her memories of Birendranath Mazumdar and permitting me to quote from his recorded recollections. John Green kindly translated swathes of dense German. The publishing teams at Viking in the UK, Crown in the US, and Signal in Canada have done another superlative job. Daniel Crew, Kevin Doughton, and Doug Pepper are the best editing combination in the business. Johnny Geller has been a rock of sage support at every stage. I would also like to thank the following for providing encouragement, sustenance, and inspiration during the researching and writing of this book. Alexandra Anisimova, Joe Barrett, Paul Barrett, Venetia Butterfield, Henry Chancellor, Derry Clinch, John Duke, Natasha Fairweather, Antonia Fraser, Ian Katz, Kate McIntyre, Magnus McIntyre, Natasha McElhone, Roland Phillips, Joanna Pryor, Anne Robinson, Juliet Rosenfeld, and Michael Shipster. My beloved children, Barney, Finn, and Molly, have once again carried me through this story with endless joy and good humour, despite having to spend much of lockdown being forced to play the Colditz board game. Tip: it's best to be the commandant. Never once did they ask, "Is there no escape from Colditz?"